Please stand as you are comfortable for the reading of the gospel. Today's reading is from John 14, chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Jesus, the way to the Father. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied. Jesus said to him, I have been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Peace be with you, everyone. I am so grateful to be back here. I have had a wonderful, delightful, and enjoyable vacation with my wife. During my three-week vacation, we have spent some time in Los Angeles and San Diego, but this year we traveled to Seoul, South Korea, for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic. No more COVID restrictions, no more quarantine requirement. So we were very happy and grateful. Did you know the distance from Riverside to Seoul is over 6,000 miles across the Pacific Ocean? So our round trip was over 12,000 miles. That was a long trip. It was a 13 and a half hour non-stop flight to Incheon International Airport from LAX. Yes, 13 and a half hour non-stop. Sitting in a tight economy class was probably the most challenging situation on our trip. Nevertheless, everything else was great and fun. Whenever I get on an airplane, either domestic or international, I always think that our life is like a trip. And any trip requires a great deal of risk. You would never know what's going to happen on your way to the destination or back home, unless you are the pilot and you can control the weather conditions. In terms of air travel, there could be so many unexpected factors that can create risks beyond your control. If you are afraid of any risk, you would be just too scared to travel anywhere. So even though you know the potential dangers and uncertain situations, you would still take the risk of getting on board, whether it's an airplane trip, space travel, or a life journey. Because you trust everyone around you for a smooth flight, and you have faith in God. And this faith far outweighs any risk in your life journey. So, yes, you've got to have your faith. As many of you remember, the writer of the letter to the Hebrews defines faith like this. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Bless you. Yes, your faith has God's power that can move, change, and transform things, transform you and things, your things in your life. Yes, your faith in God can even create breakthroughs and miracles. Yes, your faith in God can strengthen you and sustain you always. Your faith matters. However, what you believe and how you practice your faith matter seriously in your spiritual journey. Last week, my wife and I were coming back home in Riverside from San Diego after visiting a couple places in downtown San Diego due to some traffics, constructions, and detours. I got lost and could not find any freeway entrance. So I had to use my cell phone's Google Maps app. I simply typed in the destination. Home is already stored in Riverside from wherever our location was. Then I followed the instructions, but somehow the GPS continued to lead me to local streets, not to any freeway entrance, neither 5 nor 163. So I pulled over and at some point and checked the GPS again, and it said estimated arrival time 1 day and 11 hours. What? I checked it again and found out that the GPS setting was wrong. I realized that somehow it had been set on foot. On foot. Obviously, it would take 1 day and 11 hours from San Diego to Riverside by walking. So I changed the setting to by automobile. Then the estimated time changed to 1 hour and 15 minutes. See? Even though GPS, global positioning system, is supposed to be accurate all the time, if the travel setting or input is wrong, you could end up in the wrong places or waste a great deal of time on the way. You must follow another GPS in your life journey. It's God's positioning system through your faith. But then, through your faith, how can you make the right setting for your life journey? There could be many good ways to set your life journey settings. But as a faithful Christian and disciple of Christ, one of the best ways would be to express your confession of faith by exploring the meaning of the Apostles' Creed. As you all know, the Apostles' Creed has united all Christians in a common affirmation of faith for the past 20 centuries. And this basic and foundational statement of the Christian faith will continue uniting all Christians, regardless of certain differences in our broad spectrum of the Christian denominations. The Apostles' Creed is also known as simply Creed. This word Creed came from the very first word of the Apostles' Creed in Latin, credo. Credo means I believe. So basically, every time you read or recite this creed, you are affirming your faith in the triune God. Let's all read these together. I believe in God, I believe in Jesus Christ, and I believe in the Holy Spirit. This morning we also have shared the reciting the Apostles' Creed together in one voice and one heart. Remember, before this year's Easter, we learned and relearned the Ten Commandments through my sermon series. We all shared and reaffirmed that the Ten Commandments are words of life. And I would say then, this Apostles' Creed is words of faith that are still relevant today and still strengthen and shape your faith. So throughout the next 6 Sundays, I will invite you to explore with me the 6 basic yet crucial topics that are written in the Apostles' Creed. Number 1, God. Number 2, Jesus Christ. Number 3, the Holy Spirit. Number 4, the church and the communion of saints. Number 5, the forgiveness of sins. And number 6, the resurrection of the body. Then finally, we will share a conclusion. Since my sermon series is being shared with a limited time, I cannot or will not get into all the details on the topics. So, in order to maximize your learning and relearning experiences of the Apostles' Creed, and if you like to study deeper and further, I would highly recommend you read the book. This book, Creed, What Christians Believe and Why, written by Adam Hamilton, published by Abingdon Press, United Methodist Publishing Company. Some of you might remember that we had used this book, same book, for our Sunday school for about 6 or 7 years ago. This morning's Gospel of John passage is Jesus' final words to his faithful disciples. This passage is a part of the farewell discourse that highlights Jesus' messages, not only for his disciples, but also for all the future disciples like you and me as well. And Jesus begins his message with these profound words, and this verse truly encourages us and empowers us as we are living in this ever-changing and uncertain world. Verse 1, do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Have faith in God and in Jesus. Keep the faith in God and in Jesus. So this Apostles' Creed is truly guiding you to what you are expected to believe as a committed and faithful Christian disciple. My brothers and sisters in Christ, I am confident that you will experience a special blessing to learn and relearn and affirm and reaffirm the Apostles' Creed by reading of the book, this book, and by listening to my 8-week sermon series. And in verse 12, Jesus proclaims and promises, "Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these." As we begin this new faith journey, may God fill your heart with the spiritual enlightenment, discernment, and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God. All the God's people say, Amen. Amen.